Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Do you believe that every person in the world needs a Savior? If what the Apostle Paul told the Romans is true, there can be no doubt all of us need a Savior. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poisons of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Romans 3:10-18. Paul summarized the condition of fallen man in these well-known and sobering words: "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. The Greek in this verse literally reads, "For all have sinned," past tense, "and continue to come short of the glory of God," present tense. The Bible teaches very plainly that God desires all men to be saved. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2:3-4. Did man deserve God's great favor in sending His Son into the world to save us from our sins and to give us the hope of eternal life? The Apostle Paul provides an inspired answer to my question. "But God commends His love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." Romans 6:8-10. The Apostle John tells us of God's great love in sending Christ into the world. "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." 1 John 4:14. The expression, "we have seen and do testify," assures us that the men who traveled and worked with our Lord for 3 years were convinced beyond any doubt that He was the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Just think of all the spectacular miracles the apostles had witnessed. They were present when He turned the water into wine. John 2. They had seen Him feed 5,000 men, plus women and children, by miraculously multiplying a boy's lunch. They saw Him walk on water, heal the blind, cast out demons, and raise the dead. The Apostle John explains, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name." John 20:30-31. The Apostles Peter, James, and John were present when our Lord was transfigured. Matthew 17:1-5. The Apostle Peter tells us what happened on that occasion. "We have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard, when we were with Him in the Holy Mount." 2 Peter 1:16-18. The angel of the Lord told Joseph, "Fear not to take unto yourself Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sin." Matthew 1:20-22. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.